Unit 1, page 16, reading, exercise 7.
How to survive in the wilderness. Miriam Lancewood, from the Netherlands, has a college degree, but she has no permanent address and no job. She doesn't have a car, or a computer, or a cell phone. She doesn't have a bed, or a clock, or a mirror. And she's very happy this way. Miriam was living in New Zealand in 2010 when she began to ask herself, could she survive a terrible natural disaster or a nuclear attack? Could she live without technology, electricity, or other people? She decided that she didn't have the necessary skills or experience. So she and her husband Peter set off to live in the wilderness. They left their house, filled 2 85-liter backpacks with some possessions, and took 12 buckets of food to last the winter. And they've never looked back. Since then, they have lived right in the middle of the wilderness of New Zealand's North Island. They live mostly in a tent or unequipped hut, with occasional returns to a town if their supplies are low. Lancewood sometimes plays guitar and sings on the street to earn a little money. Otherwise, they don't need anything from anyone. In 2017, Miriam published a book, Woman in the Wilderness, which tells her story and recounts what she learned about nature, other people, and herself. Life in the wilderness taught her how to manage with simple things, how to be alone, how to be bored, how to be afraid. She also talks about how she had to learn how to use a bow and arrow to hunt with, and the first time she killed a goat with one. Afterwards, she sat and cried because she had been brought up as a vegetarian. She and her husband ate the meat because they did not want to waste a life, and because it provided protein. Meat then became a part of their diet. Miriam and her husband Peter met in India. They spent 2 months in the Himalayas, trekking and meeting people who lived very simply in the mountains. The lifestyle attracted them both, and once they were back in New Zealand, the idea of living in the wilderness became a possibility and eventually a reality. She does not for one moment regret choosing this way of life. If people don't agree with the way I live, well, it doesn't matter, does it? She says.